this is the Beer of the Day podcast.
Welcome to the Beer of the Day podcast. As you can probably tell by the music, we don't have a brand new episode for you this week. Jeff and I were in Missouri for 4 days over the weekend and visited a bunch of breweries in St. Louis and Kansas City and a couple of places in between. We even drove to Kansas and tried some beer there. And we also brought back a beer from pretty much every place we stopped at, and almost all of that beer survived the trip home. Some did not, and we'll tell that story and a lot more when recounting our adventures to the Show Me State. Until then, we didn't want to leave you empty-handed, so we're going to the vaults once again and pulling out a test episode from nearly 2 years ago. This is test episode number 9, recorded April 25th, 2014. And this is pretty early on. Andy and I were just starting to figure out how to record these and do podcasts. Not that we've made much progress on that, but all the same, here is test episode number 9. We'll be back with the first episode of the Missouri Beers next week. On the program today, the whole thing is going to be an interesting experiment, which we will talk about. But the most important part is the beer, and we're trying a sourdough ale from Almanac in San Jose. We tried the Citra Blue House Ale from El Segundo. We've got a strange brew from New Belgium Lips of Faith series, and finish it off with a Vanilla Otis Stout from Oregon. My name is Dallas Helliker. Joining me tonight, Andy Hamilton. What's new, Andy?
Not much. We had a little short week from our return trip from Vegas. A short week at work this week.
Only 4 days.
And I'm ready to kick this weekend off with some beer.
Let's kick it off. So, yeah, well, like I mentioned in the intro there, the first one to try is called Farm to Barrel Slough House Sourdough Wild Ale from Almanac Beer Company in San Jose, where the Sharks are currently in the playoffs.
And they can lock it up tomorrow, right?
I don't know. Yeah, they can. They're up 3-1. I know that because the game was on at the bar the other night.
Otherwise, we'd have no idea.
Yeah, not huge hockey fans, but the beer and the hockey team are from the same place. So, what do we have here? It's called a ale brewed with lemons and aged in wine barrels.
Give it a smell. I mean, you talk about the sourdough smell in liquid form.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's it, right there. It's kind of more musty than sourdough bread.
But it has that kind of sourdough
yeasty quality,
like if the sourdough bread hasn't risen yet.
Right.
It's got a color. It's very golden yellow in color. It's not particularly cloudy, and it doesn't have much head on it.
No. How's it taste?
It tastes it tastes like beer the first sip. No, it tastes like it has a kind of a lager taste, and then the lemons kick in and hit you pretty hard with that lemon sourness.
So I mean it's aged in wine barrels. It kind of has that white wine flavor up first.
Kind of in the aftertaste a little bit too.
Yeah, and then you taste the lemons. I don't really taste the sourdough, but you smell it. I mean, that's amazing because that's the only way I get that sourdough is the smell.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't taste it at all.
Yeah, it's a little bit bitter because of the sour, the lemon sourness.
It's not super lemony though. It's not. I wouldn't call it citrusy. It's more like that acidic lemon, you know, just super acidic. The like if you were to extract just the lemon flavor.
Yeah, that sourness really sits on your tongue and just stays there for a while. It's not a super easy beer to drink. It's it's a lighter beer for sure, but it has that bitterness that just doesn't agree with my tongue.
I have a feeling that that could be an outside agent working against you, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Because I don't find it that way at all. It's very easy to drink for me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it could be that all the yogurt I just ate.
Yes.
Might have adversely affected my taste buds here.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go with Andy's on this one. And
it's very palatable. There's nothing wrong with it. I would have it again. It is what it says it is. I don't taste the sourdough, but you do smell it. I kind of get that wine barrel kick at first, although using the third sip rule now, I don't really get that feeling. It's more of a beer. It feels like more of a beer to me. Not a lot of lemon, just a little bit. And I definitely wouldn't call it a citrus flavor.
Nope. All right. Let's get into the beer news of the day. So right off the bat, what we were talking about was there was an article that came out today.
Today was the first time I saw it.
Yesterday, the 24th. And it was an interview with Jim Cook from Samuel Adams, Boston Beer Company. And they went to this restaurant, brewery type.
Beer pub.
Beer pub. Yeah. And, he was talking about... the beers that they had, and they were drinking some beer. They sat down, they ordered, they looked at the beer menu. He was surprised that it wasn't inundated with IPAs, which they see a lot. He ordered Sam Adams Rebel IPA, and they drank that, and then they moved on to several other ones. And they were, after two or three beers, the guy that was doing the interviewing was starting to feel it a little bit. And he brought up the fact that, he's seen Jim Cook at beer festivals before where he's kind of holding court and people are coming up to talk to him. And towards the end of the day, all the other beer makers are kind of a little bit sloshed and he is not.
Worse for the wear, as they
say.
He
wasn't showing any signs of slowing down. And so he asked him about that, and he said, told him that the secret was before he drinks, he eats yeast, dry yeast. Ugh. And so he says he takes one teaspoon for every beer that he's going to drink.
How does he eat it?
So I guess he takes it and he mixes it. He said he mixed it in yogurt just to make it more palatable. And the article went on to say that there's an enzyme in it called ADH, which is able to break down alcohol molecules into their constituent parts of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. And basically when the body hits, or when the beer hits your stomach and hits that yeast, it starts to break it down the same way that your liver does, but before it gets to your liver. So it kind of assists in the process of breaking down that alcohol, and it lessens the effect of the alcohol on your getting into your bloodstream and hitting your brain. So it sounded pretty interesting. So I went to the store today and bought a bottle of Fleischmann's dry yeast and some yogurt. And on this show tonight, we're going to have four beers. So I mixed four teaspoons of this yeast into yogurt and ate it.
It was quite the spectacle to watch him try to eat this.
It was tough to get down. I mean, the first bite, I was like, whoa, this is going to be a little harder than I thought. And I really had to choke it down because it was not, you know, my body didn't want to eat that. And it was kind of sticky and sticks to your tongue and to your teeth and the spoon. And it was not easy to eat. And it starts to come up on you as I'm trying to choke it down. So I got it all down, the 4 teaspoons of yeast, as an experiment to see how it affects, you know, how the beer affects me tonight on the podcast. I don't know if I'm going to, it might even, you know, mean that I'm throw up in the middle of the podcast, but it'll be a good experiment. We'll be able to see what happens with it.
Judging by your disdain for that first beer, it'll be interesting. The next beer will be a good telltale because it's more of a regular style we drink all the time. And
I should have got the plain yogurt. I got the fruity kind because I thought it would make it easier to eat the yeast down. But maybe that affected the beer tasting. Because this one here, I mean, it's a huge contrast. I mean, it's very sour to me and bitter.
I mean, it is sour and bitter, but not on a grand scale, I wouldn't say. It's more ale-ish than it is sour to me.
Yeah, so I don't know that I would do the yeast thing. I mean, he recommended it to that guy. I would not recommend it to you. I think it's better just to get drunk and enjoy yourself than to prevent it by having to eat that stuff.
You might be singing a different tune in 4 beers.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Boy, that was... Getting that stuff down was a lot harder than I expected it to be. I mean, in the article, it makes it sound like, oh, it's so easy. He carries a bag of this stuff with him. And
a teaspoon, it's not that much. But those yeast, man, kick some ass.
Yeah, I mean, every time I burp, I can get a taste of that. Oh, man. So we'll see what happens with that.
What else we have in the news?
There is a Naked Beer Festival.
Anywhere near here?
No, it's in Pennsylvania.
That's close enough.
It's in the Poconos Mountains. Poconos Mountain Nudist Resort. It's on the 28th of June. And normally on beer festivals, at the end of the festival, there's a few people that end up with their clothes off. On this one, they're encouraging you to take your clothes off beforehand.
So will the crazy people have their clothes on at the end?
That could be. It would be interesting to see. Prices are $16.
I saw that. $16 in advance?
Or $18 at the door. They suggest you bring exact change.
So we'll get the $700 plane ticket and we'll bring a 20. That's fine. We'll tip them. If we can keep our clothes on, I'll give them 20.
The exact change is because they don't have pockets to put their...
I didn't think about that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so kind of a light day in beer news. Let's get into the next beer. I think maybe this one cleared my palate a little bit from the yogurt and the yeast. And I'm hanging in there.
So what do we got?
Citra Blue House Pale. Citra Blue House Pale. Whoa, that one had a little energy on it.
Making a mess over here.
It's all right.
I know.
It is a... What style of beer is this? It's a pale ale?
It's a pale ale.
5.5% alcohol from El Segundo Brewing Company in El Segundo, California. El Segundo, for those of you who are not Spanish speakers, means second. The second.
The second.
So... This is the second beer that we are having, so it's fitting.
Wouldn't El Primero be first?
Yes.
Or the first, but there's no town called El Primero.
Probably is.
Is there?
Not in California.
Maybe down south.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I'll finish this and you start. You already poured yours?
I poured mine. It's clear, definitely not bottle conditioned. No head, or almost no head. It's kind of I would call it a dark golden. I mean, compared to that last beer, it's a little darker, but it's still a very light colored beer. I mean, it looks like your typical pale ale, really.
I'll pour mine here.
I
It's got a fair amount of head on it. Yeah, it's kind of a maybe a little shade lighter of a pale ale.
Yeah.
Maybe like one that Stone would make. Theirs tend to be a little bit lighter. The head is maybe a little bit more on it than...
You got a lot of head on yours.
I'd see in a normal pale, but maybe that's just that second pour and it being a little stirred up from pouring it.
I got hardly not any head on mine.
I get a slight hop aroma.
So this is a pale ale that's brewed, and then they add a irresponsible amount of Citra hops.
Irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. That means not.
I mean, I get a little hoppiness. It's not like overwhelmingly hoppy.
No,
we're not. We're not drinking an IPA here.
No, and compared to like Citra by Knee Deep, it's not even close to the same level of Citra hop flavor or smell.
I'll tell you, I like it a lot better than that last beer.
So it tastes like a normal beer. Okay.
Yeah, that last one.
So maybe it was the last beer that was wrong for you. I didn't feel the same way, but...
It was just too sour for me.
Yeah.
This one here is very enjoyable.
Yeah, I like it a lot. We had another beer from El Segundo not long ago, and I cannot remember what it was. And I think we enjoyed it well enough. I don't think it won our beer of the day, but...
This is a pretty well-balanced beer.
Well-balanced, and it's basic in the fact that it doesn't offer me anything that I can't get 10 other places in a heartbeat, you know?
True, but it's reserved, but it does... I can't say anything bad about it.
No, not at all.
The flavor is good. It's not too sweet. It's not too bitter. It's not overly hoppy.
I would say, though, that, you know, any beer that I've had that's called Citra... You can taste the Citra hops, or you can smell them.
Oh, yeah.
I do not get that from here at all.
You don't get the Citra?
I don't get Citra hops out of this. I mean, I'm not...
Oh, I do.
Okay, I won't say that I don't get any, but I don't get that pronounced Citra flavor.
Yeah, but most Citra beers that we've had are IPAs, and they're really over-hopping.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a video of it here.
I'm just not sure it's an irresponsible amount.
Not irresponsible?
No.
Good looking beer.
Yeah? You get a good picture?
Oh, yeah. That will be on the Beer of the Day podcast video.
It's a solid pale ale. I mean, I don't know. It, like I said, there's nothing special about it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very good. I don't know what else I have to say about it.
Well, we don't have to say anything else. We can take our break. And when we come back, we have our Strange Brew segment, another Lips of Faith series from New Belgium, and a stout towards the end there. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Beer of the Day podcast. All right, if you enjoy this podcast and the Beer of the Day website and want to know how you can support us, you can do so by shopping on Amazon through the Beer of the Day website. We have a banner at the very top of the site that says support Beer of the Day by shopping on Amazon. If you click that, or you go to amazon.beeroftheday.com. It'll just redirect you straight to Amazon. You do your regular shopping, and then we get a little percentage of what you spend. It does not cost you anything more. The prices don't go up. It's the same old Amazon as you're used to, but we get a little bit of commission, and that helps us pay for everything that we use on this show and on the website. That's the web hosting, our email service that we use to send out the Beer of the Day emails each day, Our SMS service where we send a text message with the Beer of the Day to your phone. There's all the beers that we have on the show and all the podcasting equipment. There's a ton of expenses. And by shopping on Amazon through the Beer of the Day website, you help us out a lot. For example, just today, somebody bought Hill Science Diet Jerky Dog Treat Bag, 7.1 ounces. Apparently, one of our listeners has a fat dog that needs diet jerky treats.
That was for me, actually. It's cheaper than buying a regular beef jerky.
So from that purchase, we received 24 cents, and we're going to take that 24 cents and put it towards beer on a future program. So thank you very much for that. Also, you can help us by telling a friend about our show. We are a relatively new podcast. This is only our 32nd episode, 39th, not even a full year yet. And we grow by you letting your beer drinking friends know about us. So if you have a friend that likes craft beer, show them how to download the podcast on their phone or just send them the link to beerofthedaypodcast.com. And that's going to help us out as well. All right, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is our Strange Brew segment where we try the strangest New Belgium beer we can find. Half of them have been New Belgium, this series where they're trying all this weird stuff.
It makes it easy for us.
You see it there on the shelf and you're like, hey, there's one we haven't had.
Well, the other thing I've noticed is that they're not, it doesn't sound like they're available for a length of time. So we might as well do them when we see them because.
Yeah, we might not ever get the chance. Yeah.
Exactly. So what are we drinking?
You tell me. I'm going to look up a word.
Okay. This is, like Dal said, part of the Lips of Faith series from New Belgium. It's called a Wild Double Ale Brewed with Schisandra. And I assume that Dallas is looking up what Schisandra is.
Schisandra is a genus of twining shrub that generally climb on other vegetation. Some early publications misspell the name as Schisandra, but Schisandra is correct. It's an S, not a Z, and they spelled it with an S. So they were correct about it. It doesn't mention anything about flavors, but it has flowers on the bush. It's pretty nondescript from what I see. I don't know what would compel them to make a beer with it other than have us have to look it up.
And we'd had yuzu fruit, so I mean,
we had the yuzu fruit beer, so that was having to look something up. This is darker than I expected.
Very dark. Much darker than I expected.
Dark reddish brown color, more brown than red.
It reminds me of like a lot of the strong ales you get. It looks a lot like that.
Yep, it's not very cloudy, a little cloudy.
Not bad.
The head is pretty thin, but it kind of leaves film around the glass when you curl it around.
Yeah, I think it was when I first poured it; it was quite thick, and it dissipated quickly.
Okay, smell wise, whoa!
It smells like Schisandra.
You don't know what that tastes.
I don't know what that smells like, but I assume that that's what that is because it doesn't smell like a beer. It kind of has a floral.
Very sweet smelling.
Like a honeysuckle. If you ever walked by a honeysuckle bush, that kind of a feeling.
It smells familiar.
Well, I'm going to give it a taste.
All right. What's the verdict?
So do you remember my rant on the Juniper IPA? It has that very strong... I feel like I'm tasting a flower.
Yes.
Right?
It's not juniper. It's not juniper. It's like...
It's a flower. It feels like I'm eating a flower.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the other beer was that where I felt the same way, but... Nine shows in, and what's that? 40
I mean, it starts off like a kind of a brown ale, maybe, and then it just overwhelms you with this floral taste.
Very floral.
And then it just gets, the aftertaste gets sweeter and sweeter. And oh man, I'm not the biggest fan of this one.
Not at all. I don't know if this bottle might actually not get finished.
It's what is it? 8%. The initial taste isn't bad, but it just gets out of control.
Oh.
Well, now we know what Shisandra tastes like.
They should have just called. Never mind. We'll keep it PG-13 for y'all.
Oh my. What else about this?
I can't drink anymore. It's giving me the willies.
It just has an aftertaste that it just makes you not want to take another sip.
Nope.
And he's grabbing a glass to pour it out. All right, well, while you do that, we can talk about Vegas. So we go to Vegas. Andy was playing in a poker tournament. I was going to gamble, play some blackjack, and drink excessively. We like to hang out at Aria, and we were out there it's called the Lobby Bar now, which used to be called the View Bar. It's right in the lobby, named better now because it has the view of the lobby. So they had a beer on tap with a tap handle that I didn't recognize, and it jogged my memory, and I remember that Aria was actually partnered with some brewery to come up with a beer that they would serve in their casino, and it was called
Cabaletta.
Where is it?
Cabaletta.
Cabaletta. It was named something else before. It was kind of I'd compare it to a Blue Moon or a Shock Top, where it kind of has a lager with a little bit of a Belgian feel to it. Lighter beer, good flavor, very drinkable.
It's enjoyable.
It's one of those beers that, you know, whoever orders it can drink it and it's not going to ruffle any feathers.
And that's what you get, I mean, a lot in Vegas is they want to be able to cater to everybody. They don't really care about the craft beer geeks that much. They just want to have a good beer that everybody will drink. It's all about the money.
I don't know if it's going to come through in the microphone, but my stomach is making some noises right now.
You with the yeast and me with the Cassandra.
Oh, man.
So I've gone back to drinking the Citra. I got to get this Cassandra flavor out of my mouth.
How's the Citra the second time around?
Amazing. So freaking good.
And the last time you drank it, you're like, it's nondescript. It's kind of...
So much better than Cassandra. Very enjoyable. So we're in Vegas. We go to the lobby bar where that we have this beer. And our favorite alcoholic beverage in all of Vegas is called the Stonewall.
Yes.
It's a mix of bourbon, agave nectar, orange bitters, lemon juice, and fig jam. And we've spent a lot of money and a lot of time trying to recreate this drink at home.
Yes, several times we asked them for the recipe, we called them during get the recipe. Finally, the bartender Manny, who makes it the best, he pulled out his cheat sheet or whatever and let us take a picture of it. So we had the recipe and we tried to make it several times and we got all the ingredients, but we never had the right fig jam.
And this time I took a picture of the fig jam. So hopefully we can get our hands on some of that.
Yes, but we went to order the drink and the drink had been discontinued.
Yes, that was the big story. We get there and I said the Stonewalls did not exist anymore. And then we found out that they had them at one of the other bars in the hotel. So we had to go over there.
The shitty bar.
Yes, the shitty bar.
It's called the city bar. But we mispronounce it sometimes.
It's not as cool as the lobby bar.
Nope. So anyway, we took a picture of this. He showed us the box of the fig jam. And we took a picture of it. Then when we get home, we look at it and it says like, not FDA.
FDA does not approve this for use in beverages. And it's used for making like ice cream is what it's for.
Oh,
it's a fig puree.
Right.
So we're gonna use it anyways. I looked at it online. You can only find it online. $17 for this. I think it was
two gallon tub.
Yeah. So that should last us at least a month.
At least.
I don't know. Once we get the recipe down,
it'll put us out of business. We won't be able to afford to drink
it. We'll be the biggest alcoholics you've ever met.
No. We had a good time researching the Stonewall recipe from a discontinued drink. But back to beer. We had in Vegas, we went to the Todd English Pub.
That's right.
And
I forgot about that day.
So that day was Sunday?
Yes.
Sunday, we wake up, we're hungover, and you got to kickstart the day somehow. And the best way to get going is to have a beer.
Right.
So we we sit down at the Todd English Pub, and we get their beer menu. And what was your go-to?
You didn't ask me to prep for this.
Colorado? Can?
Oh, it was Oscar Blues. It was the Dale's Pale Ale. That's right.
Yep.
I was hungover. I needed something simple. I didn't need a ton of hops. I just needed a good beer.
Yep.
And that was what I went with. And it was very enjoyable. It paired well with my, what did I have? Buffalo blue cheese.
Barbecue blue cheese. Or Buffalo
blue cheese burger. Which wasn't that good, but the beer was great.
And the beer I ordered they didn't have, I got the one that, called the Palate Breaker.
Palate Wrecker.
They were out of that. So she brought me some other one that I can't remember what it was. But it got the job done as well. So, and then I followed that up with a Firestone Double Jack, which is always a good, solid go-to beer.
Yeah.
So that was our beer experience in Vegas. It was more liquor than beer, but we got to try the Aria's specially brewed beer, which was kind of good. So let's try the last beer of the day. We've got from Ninkasi Brewing Company in Eugene, Oregon. We have, it's called Vanilla Otis. I read it as Vanilla Oats when I bought it. I thought, oh, Vanilla Oats.
I was like, Dal was asking me what beer are we drinking. I said, Vanilla Otis. Are you sure it's not oats? Nope, it says Otis.
Well, I just glanced at it, and it looked like oats to me. It might taste like oats. We don't know. I'm going to choke down this.
Yeah, talk about
what's this, Cassandra?
Shassandra.
Shassandra. Oh, man. Don't buy that one. If you see it and you say, hey, let's do a strange brew. No. Skip it.
Unless you're us in a parallel universe somewhere, then you kind of have to, right?
I don't.
Are we going to get into that now?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have to. It's parallel, so they don't have to do anything. All right. Well, this has the color that I would expect. Can you read the thing on this beer? It's an oatmeal stout with vanilla. Is that right?
Yes.
And there's no oats in it.
It's an oatmeal stout.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, there's oats in it. That's why it's called Otis. It's a play on names.
Okay.
Yes.
I see what they did there.
I haven't poured mine yet. I'm still finishing up the Citra. That's
all right. Well, I'll get this one off to the start. It's a dark, very dark brown colored, almost black, but you kind of get the brown color around the edges, kind of a molasses color. We've got barely any head at all. It's kind of a tan colored.
Yours is, I poured yours, you know, a minute ago. And yeah. I just poured mine, and I have a pretty
he's a fair
a
amount.
Good finger head. But it's that tan colored head, you know. Large bubbles, you know.
Yep. Smell a little bit of a coffee smell. A
little bit.
Not a whole lot going on there.
So the last one, oh, we had that vanilla lager, huh? That's what that was. The Sudwerk that I did not enjoy. But that was a vanilla.
Three best friends?
No. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. But vanilla, I mean, vanilla stouts is really where vanilla is, it belongs if it's in a beer.
Yeah. Now this one here is, it doesn't hold anything back. It's got a lot of flavor. Kind of a malty flavor on the beginning, toasted malt, and on the aftertaste, it gets a little bit of that coffee chocolate sweetness. The vanilla, I'm trying to detect it here.
I detect it. It's, you know, it's subtle.
It's kind of a, it's like around the edges, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. It's not overwhelming vanilla. You don't drink it and be like, oh, this is vanilla. It's just a touch of it, just to let you know it's there.
Now, Ninkasi's a brewery that's kind of taken off around here.
Big time.
In the last year and a half.
It's blown up. Maybe 2 years ago, I didn't even heard of it.
Right.
And then, now it's a staple at all the stores.
Yep. But for the most part, all we've had are their IPAs. And they have their single, the double, the triple.
They have a lot of them.
So many IPAs.
They have a ton of beer. Ninkasi, I mean, they have... You can go to the store and find four or five of their beers. I haven't even begun to touch them all.
This is my first non-IPA from them. And my opinion on their IPAs is they're all great, but they're not the best. I kind of like, I don't know how to say it, but they're just leaving me wanting more.
I've been pretty impressed with some of the beers I've had. Some of them have been average and some of them have... impressed me, and I don't know the names. The names that they have, they kind of run together. They're like Total Domination, yeah. Partial Domination,
Triceratops. That's their triple.
Yeah,
and I like the name
Triceratops. I can't think of the difference between them.
Yeah,
they're all like super hoppy.
Yeah, they're all just a bunch of hops.
But they kind of remind me of, and this might be blasphemy, but they remind me of. In Auburn, the
Auburn Ale House.
No,
oh,
your favorite one,
Knee Deep,
where they have a lot of these super hoppy IPA beers, and they try a lot of different beers. And I think if you went up there, I don't know, but I bet it's kind of like
maybe, but I feel like Knee Deep just does it better. I don't know.
They may do it better.
I don't know anybody that does it as well as Knee Deep. I could drink, you can give me all 12 of Knee Deep's beers. There might be a couple I can't distinguish, but I bet you I could tell you what each one is, the other 10. Ninkasi, I don't drink. I mean, typically we go to a bar. For some reason, I just stay away from it. I don't know if it's because I don't like the label. And that's stupid, but, you know, that could be it. But... I just haven't, you know, I tried on the last show I talked about, I had the Mandarina, which was enjoyable. That was a little bit different from them.
Yeah.
And this is different. And I really like this actually. I like this movement away from the IPA because everybody's making IPAs now and they are kind of just running into each other.
I'm going to take a video of this one. Try and get that color.
It's definitely a dark chocolatey. I mean, you can, if you hold it up to the strong light, you can see through it just barely.
Yeah.
It reminds me of coffee with a little carbonation.
This is a solid beer. I mean, they set out what they are trying to accomplish here. I don't think they
you're not being misled by the label, not one bit.
And you know, it's always a little oatmeal stout. You might want to drink one, and that would be all that you'd want to drink. This here is a pretty drinkable beer and has enough character to it that, you know, you could probably drink another one of these and be fine.
Some of my most enjoyable beers lately have been oatmeal stouts. That Chocolipto we have up at Old Republic, we've had it twice. I really enjoy that a lot. I've had a few at Capital Beer and Tap that have been really enjoyable. Started making that my regular lunch joint. They don't serve food, but that's okay.
Yeah, this one just has a lot of malt flavors right off the bat, and then it has kind of this chocolatey coffee aftertaste that is very satisfying.
And it's funny because they really do emphasize the vanilla in the name, but it's such a subtle feature.
Yeah, it's not very prevalent,
which I like. You don't need too much vanilla.
A little vanilla goes a long way.
It does. Anything else?
Well, before we recap the beers and we pick the beer of the day, I'll give you the final report on the yeast.
That's what I had written down here. I was like, how's the yeast doing now?
So I think I say I'm about half as drunk as I should be right now.
Okay. So back to that point, across the board, on an average, this is our lowest ABV show.
True.
That we've done yet. And I feel like I'm not as drunk as we usually are. So that could be it.
All right. Well, let's postpone the ruling on this. And
we'll do some after show testing.
No, we'll do it on the show.
Okay.
So I think one of these episodes, when Joel's here, we will get down 10 teaspoons of this stuff. And then we'll drink 10 beers. And, 10 Budweiser or something like that.
Is your doctor a listener?
No.
Good.
And we'll see what it does. I mean,
jeez. You see how hard it was to have 4 teaspoons?
Yeah, that's true. The final report is, I don't recommend doing this. Just drink your beer and enjoy it. I mean, this has made this podcast very difficult to get through because I'm here burping and the whole time kind of keeping everything level in my stomach.
But imagine that you could get to the point where you could do this regularly and it doesn't affect you. Yeah. And you can go to these beer fests and you can drink twice as much beer.
Right. You have to acclimate to it though, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Maybe we should start out with 1 teaspoon.
And work our way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be possible. So we'll table this discussion for now and revisit it on another day.
Gross.
All right, Andy, what did we drink tonight?
Okay, so we started off with the Farm to Barrel Almanac Beer Company, the Sourdough Wild Ale. It was an ale brewed with lemons and aged in the wine barrel.
Not going to be my pick.
Maybe you should... There, why don't you drink a little bit just to see if your palate's changed. And then next we have the Citra from El Segundo. That's the Blue House Pale. That was the, you know, very enjoyable pale ale. Then we followed that up with our Lips of Faith series, our Strange Brew segment, the ale brewed with Shisandra. And seeing as how mine is in this class still, my dump class, probably not going to be my pick. And then we finished it up with the Nicasi Vanilla Otis, which was an oatmeal stout with vanilla.
Yes.
So, who's going to go first today?
Find a method.
We're going to spin this pin. Okay, it's you.
All right. Tough decision for me between two of them.
Okay, I know it too. I can guess.
I am going to choose Citra Blue House Pale from El Segundo Brewing Company. It was a very well balanced beer. It had that quite a bit of hoppy flavor in the aftertaste that I liked. It was a very drinkable, balanced pale ale, and I couldn't find anything wrong with it. Of course, I couldn't find anything wrong with the vanilla Otis either. I think they did a fantastic job with that. I just prefer the style of beer of the other one more. So that's why I'm taking Citra. Tie goes to the beer that I like best, that I would want to drink again.
So, for me, I think I'm going to go with the Ninkasi, the Vanilla Otis.
Excellent choice.
I think that, and I always say this, I always go back to, you know, which beer am I glad I had today.
That's a good choice.
The Citra is a beer that I will more than likely have again.
Yep.
And I will enjoy it. And then the Vanilla Otis is a beer I probably will have again, but I might not, just because it's not the type of beer we get on a regular basis.
But if you compare it to that style of beer.
If you compare it to that style of beer.
If you're going
to
buy a
oatmeal stout
that you're going to want to drink.
That is the one I would choose.
Yeah.
That was, you know, it's in the top 10% of that style.
Great, great flavor on that beer. I got no complaints on it. I almost went with it. But for me, if I'm going to choose a beer to drink, it's going to be Citra.
So today we have another special segment I'm going to add in our not beer of the day.
Okay.
Because my worst experience ever drinking beer just happened.
When?
With this Sashandra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. And you didn't have a great time with the whatever that is, the sourdough wild ale.
No, I drink it now. And I get a little bit longer, and then this lemon, sour lemon kicks in and just lasts forever. And that's just not one that I enjoy.
So that was a good show. We had two beers we really liked, and then two beers we...
This Shisandra, though, I'll drink this lemon thing any day compared to that Shisandra.
I'm glad we're on that page.
I mean,
that's awful.
It's barely drinkable.
This bottle, I can imagine, will be going in the trash.
Yeah, we just pour it out.
Okay.
So we picked the best beer of the day and the worst beer of the day. That's okay. I'll go with that. That's a solid day's work here on the program. And we thank you for tuning into the program today.
All right, back to 2016. That was a fun little trip down memory lane. But we will rejoin you live next week with our first show from Missouri. Probably a St. Louis show, but don't hold me to that. We'll see you next time. This is the Beer of the Day podcast.